I gotta say. I was surprised when you actually asked if I wanted to come here. Fancy dinners aren't usually your thing. Not that I'm complaining. The food here is absolutely orgasmic. What? I'm not planning anything. Certainly the feeling of invisible tentacles sliding up under your clothes is nothing suspicious. Nor is it anything I'm doing. I'm shocked you'd even imply anything of the sort. Now. Don't give me that look. In a couple minutes, you'll be too distracted to even care. What? You don't like me in your head like that? I mean, I could always just say all this out loud for everyone to hear. You knew what would happen. Don't even try to lie about it. Shut up. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I knew you were planning something as soon as you invited me out to dinner, knowing full well I would be in heat. Can't be smug when your dick feels like it's getting a mind-shattering blowjob and your ass feels like it's being rammed raw. What? You mean you don't want all these people in this packed restaurant to witness your climb to ecstasy? Oops. Yeah, I guess you should have thought of that before you started acting like a petulant brat. Now, you're going to listen to Mommy. You're going to sit there, and you're going to take it like a good boy. And you're not going to make a peep, unless you want me to lift you up in the air and fuck you so hard, there won't be a single plate in this place that won't be garnished with a drop of your cum. Understood? Good boy. And because you're being so good, I'll take it nice and slow. Carefully work a few tendrils up your shaft, while one just teases the rim of your asshole. Oh, and I can't forget about those delicious balls. What's the matter? We've only just begun, and you're already so flustered. I wonder what would happen if I started pumping faster and started slipping one tendril into you, just shallow, just enough to tease. Was that a moan? You might want to be a little more careful. Here comes our waiter.
Hi there. Thank you, that one's over here. I'd love a top-up. I don't mind waiting, it's okay. Thank you.
I wonder how many times I can stroke your cock until he gets back. Can you count for me? You don't have to be loud, just enough so I can hear. And if you count wrong, I promise there will be repercussions. Now. How about I count with you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Here he comes.
Hi, thanks. We really appreciate it. Now then, we can't let all this go to waste, can we? Pick up your knife and fork, darling.
I hate to waste food. That's it. You can take your time. Take a bite. Go on. And chew. Now swallow. Good boy. That wasn't so hard, was it? As a reward,
I'll start stroking you faster and push a few more tendrils up your ass, delving deeper and deeper. What's wrong? You seem upset. Oh, of course, we can't forget your balls. Let me massage them for you. Only the best for my good boy. And what do you say when mommy does you favors? I'm sorry. Did I give you permission to use my name? What are you supposed to say, baby? That's right. Thank you, mommy. Don't you forget. Or I might just have to give these fine people a show they'll never forget. Your hands have stopped. I guess I'll have to pick up the pace for both of us. I hope your mouth is open because you're about to pop some more food into it. You know, it really would be so much easier to hold your moans back with food in your mouth. So really, I'm just doing you a favor. How does it taste, love? What's the matter? Cat caught your tongue? You know, it's rude not to answer me when I ask you a question. I might even have to punish you for... Oh, you love it? That's good to hear. By the sound of it, you're really enjoying that food. You're such a polite boy. Who's my polite little boy? And good polite boys get rewarded. I'll just start going a little faster, and maybe you'll start to feel hands all over your body, teasing your nipples, tugging on your hair, pressing lightly around your neck. You might even start feeling some kisses in some special places, tongues raking along your neck, your ears. You look like you're about to burst. It's maddening, isn't it? But I promise you can let go. It won't even look like you've come in your pants. I promise to create a barrier so it stays secure. At least until we get home. Don't act like you're all nervous with all these people around. I know you get off on it, knowing that you could get busted so easily if you just let out a moan at the wrong time, or just lean into the feeling of me psychically fucking your ass and jerking you off. You might even want them to know that you're getting off on it. Is that what you want? Do you want to show these people just how dirty you are? You want them to watch you buck your hips wildly as you spray cum all over them and yourself. You want to feel their eyes all over your naked body, like hands feeling up every inch of you. No? Well, you have until I count down to one, then. If you don't come by then, I promise you that I'll rip off every inch of clothing, lift you up in the air, and fuck you so hard your screams echo down the block. Understood? Good. 10. That's it, baby. You're almost there. Just come for me. 9. You're such a good boy. Just come for mommy. Do it. Just feel it. Give in to the feeling. You love it, don't you? I know you do. 8. 7. 6. Oh, you started bucking your hips. Naughty boy. Well, that's fine.
Let's see what happens when I start ramming those tendrils deeper and deeper still inside you, and start pumping your cock faster and faster, and rake invisible tongues all over your balls and the tip of you. It's massaging and pumping and feeling. 5, come for me, baby. 4, you're so close. You're almost there. I know it. Be a good boy and come for me. Do it. Fucking do it. 3. 2. 1. That's right. Blow every last drop of your load. I'll make sure to catch it. I promise. Good boy. Give it all to me. Every last fucking drop. Do it. Fucking do it. You're coming so much. And right on time. Here comes our waiter.
Hi again. Oh, trust me. We did enjoy ourselves a lot. We might have just taken on a little bit more than we thought we could handle. Is it all right if we get some to-go boxes? Yeah. And then maybe we can just pick up where we left off at home. Thank you.